Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. And today we're going to continue our New Year's resolution topic with special guests.
Eric. Which Eric? The right one.
Oh. Super slam on left, Eric.
Oh, he's going to listen to this, you know. You're in big trouble.
Yeah, he's a member of Club
Bring It. I'm Brian.
I'm Dave. That's my friend Brian.
Yeah.
Thanks, friend Dave.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is like, because it's February, it's like both a, this is what my New Year's resolution is, and it's like the first check-in. Are you doing
it? Yeah. Well, I think we're actually talking about last year's resolutions.
Both.
Shit.
Yeah. You have to have a new one, obviously.
No, you don't.
My last year's resolution.
Yeah, you do.
Not to live in your life.
My last year's resolution was
to drive.
Hold on,
I'll make one up right now.
I know, you have to.
Okay.
I think I'm the only one who had a recorded resolution last year. I think mine was to drive
more. All of
us did. All of us did?
Yeah.
But
to drive more?
Yeah, to drive more to places I didn't need to drive.
No, that was not it at all.
Yeah, I think it was.
Nope.
Check the tape.
I have it right here.
He wrote it down. Yeah, he listened.
What was
yours
it?
Were work on your house more, specifically redo your master bathroom.
Oh.
Did that happen?
And get back on the soccer field.
So I painted all of downstairs.
That's not your bathroom.
And then the bathroom is, I have a contractor coming in. I've already met with the contractor, and then we're coming in finalizing plans.
Brian,
next week.
It took a whole year.
Writing on the walls with crayons doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. My Crayola mosaic uses 100 colors.
Crayola.
Including 4 different blacks.
Well, so how'd you do? You did good? You did good on that one?
I mean, it's in process. It just takes a long... But it's like, I need to save up money and stuff, so I'm on sort of on track. I did it all. It's just not completed. And then the soccer field thing was like, no, I didn't play last year.
Because of your back?
I mean...
Wait, you played last year?
I played a little last year, not a ton, though.
And you hurt yourself more, right?
No. But I'm definitely in position to go back onto the field now. I have to be careful, but... I'm planning to. I mean, PAX East is around the corner, but I'm probably going to reach out to my Sunday team and see what their schedule is like and get back going. I said that I would start playing to myself and to a few friends that I would start playing after football season. So it's after football season.
It's true. It is.
So you're targeting like a full season of being healthy and playing.
I don't really know what the seasons are for soccer. They seem very arbitrary locally. They always seem to be like, well, suddenly it's playoffs. We're like perpetually in some kind of weird playoff system.
Yeah, I think they're really short seasons.
They are pretty they're like, it's like 5 seasons a year or something weird like that. But yeah, I'll reach out. I like my Sunday team a lot. They're fun, and that's the team I played with the longest, but I've been away from the longest. So I'm looking forward to seeing those folks again and kicking around. I mean, I think that probably my first game back, I'm going to limit myself to like 20 minutes of actual on field.
At Amazon, I learned that goals should be measurable. So how many goals are you going to score? How many games are you going to play in? How many bicycle kicks?
0 bicycle kicks, because that seems like a great way to fuck up my back.
Yeah. All right, 0 for that.
And in our leagues, like in amateur leagues like this, like rec leagues, bicycle kicks are almost always illegal because like you're doing a high kick.
It's unfortunate. It's really the best part of the game.
I mean, I think I'd like to have average playing every other Sunday or every other week between Sunday, Wednesday, over the next year. But it's going to be hard because I have a bunch of travel coming up too.
So you just have to set, you do a certain amount of weeks this year. How many weeks do you want would be ideal this year? That's the whole point. We're setting goals.
This isn't a resolution this year.
Is it?
No.
Isn't it? Not sure.
My resolution this year is to, and I invite everyone to do this with me, is to not click on any clickbait. 0 clickbait. Even if it seems like a topic that would be useful or interesting, if it's like the headline is at all clickbaity, fuck it, I'm out.
I was told about a headline that was clickbaity that was actually worth reading. Nick was in the car with me. We were driving to the mountain to go snowboarding, and he said, I clicked on this clickbait thing, and I should have regretted it, but I actually really enjoyed it. And then he read it all out loud. It was the woman who drank the whole bottle of weed lube. And what happened to her?
Weed lube?
Yeah. I guess she like was put out for 3 days.
What's
like
weed
3
lube?
Days straight. Well, it's THC infused lubrication that you would absorb it through intercourse.
Interesting.
But you could also drink it. And she drank it all. It was something like 450 milligrams, which is a lot.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Why would you drink that?
I guess she woke up.
Like, why would you even do that? It's probably cheaper just to buy some weed and smoke it.
She took it right before bed. I guess it was $80 or something. She took it right before bed, and her boyfriend was like, the worst that can happen is you wake up groggy. And I guess she woke up crying because she didn't want to go to Disneyland, but they neither lived near Disneyland or had plans ever to go to Disneyland. So, anyways, click on that one. Everything else, ignore it.
No, click on no clickbait.
Yeah, we've got different definitions of worthwhile.
For every one article that's like worthwhile that you click on that's clickbait, you probably have wasted. There's probably 50 articles that you click on that.
Well, that's
one's arguably worth it. It's not even.
It was a good story.
I mean, and also you didn't click on it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Someone else did. So whatever. I'm happy to listen to other people talk about their shitty clickbait articles and personalize it through anecdotally.
You can have a
but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to support it with my click. Sure. Dollars, my clicks, my currency.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I think everyone should do it.
You only get a certain amount of clicks.
Because at the very least, it'll start, you know, they do those stupid headlines because they get clicks. And I feel like we're better than that. So if we can reduce the click counts on those and only click on articles that actually give you a headline that is legitimate, then maybe we'll get back to a world where they do legitimate headlines. And it's the first step towards ethics in
journalism. I think that's actually really good. And you're a smart guy. You're improving the world with your resolution.
I also thought I'd work on my brand. This year. I work on my brand. So, you know.
Your brand.
What's your brand?
Do your brand.
You know, like on these podcasts, like I thought maybe I'd have like a cool catchphrase.
Yeah.
And I'd like,
what's the Brian brand? What's
I'd
it represent?
Like, I'd like wearing my voice.
The Brian brand is to fight with Josh at the beginning of each podcast.
To
Josh,
fuck can you, everything can you up hear me? Every time.
Yeah. I maybe like get a recognizable and cool laugh like Eddie Murphy had done at one point in his career.
Yeah.
Be like, that's pretty good, right? I'm working on that.
Welcome.
Yeah. No, and I thought maybe I could work on my, you know.
It's not a good one. It's a bad one.
Could you get my voice a little bit better?
Yeah.
Do that.
Make it resonate better for the morning AM
it's like
radio listeners.
It's lower, but also like you want to lean in and listen.
You should have a lisp
this
too.
This guy has something to say. And maybe an accent, you know, start doing like a bit of an accent.
Maybe you could chip a tooth, but like rock it kind of like Jim Carrey did for a while.
Oh, yeah. And then bring it back for one of your movies and put it in there.
Yar.
But why? Why are you doing the branding? What's the goal?
I just, you know, I want
to be annoying.
I'd like more people to trade for my pin. And I feel like pin selection is...
You
about
sound
how
like
Australian
somebody.
Right? You?
No. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's gone.
Every time I do my Australian accent, all Australians. So Australians love to go like this. They say, "Do your accent, oh mate, do your accent," and then you do it, and they're like, "Oh, you sound like a Kiwi." It's always ASA. All Americans sound like Kiwis.
Well, that's because of Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah,
because
their
penetration's deeper,
way funnier than any Australian.
Wrecked.
So those are yours.
So yeah,
anything
work,
else?
Work on my brand, and never click on clickbait.
Interesting.
And I want to see if I can make Josh break a piece of hardware.
No.
Yeah, come in, Josh. Josh, come in. Can you hear me?
Why would I waste the money?
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to have to try a lot harder than
that. Yeah, you'd have to try really hard.
I'm
will just
slowly conditioning
him.
What were some of our other...
This is a long play.
2015 resolutions.
Do you remember yours, Eric?
I remember... not being particularly resolution heavy.
Yeah, yours were pretty shitty, but you had one specific one.
Shitty's a judgment.
Well, you know, as far as a resolution, you know, like a solid resolution.
He did get to rank all the resolutions themselves, I think. Like,
no,
I didn't. He heard them all. So
yeah,
like, mentally, you mentally ranked them. So,
I guess.
So I guess yours
I don't
was
really
low
remember.
Too.
It was read more books.
Huh. Yeah, no, I haven't done a good job.
Did you get to one this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I read multiple books a year. It's just I have so many books that I want to read, and I still haven't been able to carve out a solid... Like, I always read before going to bed, and I read on flights for all of our trips and all that stuff, but like I would like to be putting away a book a month type thing, whereas instead, it's probably more like four books last year or something like that, 4 to 6. It doesn't help when I pick a really long one. So like, I think I read Name of the Wind last year, and I'm on the second one right now, and it's
good.
It's a pretty long book. Yeah, like I feel like I sit there and read for a while and it doesn't even change a percent. You know, like, come on, you can do it. But it's good. It's enjoyable.
Read War and Peace, but only read the first half. just read War.
Yeah. Peace. Fuck Peace. And yeah, so I didn't do that great on that one. I don't think I did great on that one. Hmm. And that was it?
That was the only real resolution.
So maybe level up your resolution this year. What do you got?
My goals? The first one that comes to mind is
the word goals.
Is I want to get better at ping pong.
How? What's your specific goal? You said specifically that Amazon, you have to have concrete
measurable
goals.
Have to be measurable.
Who do you have to beat / what do you have to rank?
Well, so we've talked about this in the past. I play more than anybody in the office by a lot.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me recently that for as much as I play, I'm terrible. I'm fine. I'm good in court, for the office rankings, but I play like multiple times more than anybody that I play against.
Yeah, but you're always playing against the same people.
Yeah, but I still should be better.
That's what people say is the way you get better the fastest is to play people who are better than you.
Yeah. And well, so one of the things I'm looking at is I'm actively looking at getting a coach and taking lessons. So that's one of the things. I've also changed my workouts, which I've talked about in the past, to kind of focus more on like agility, footwork stuff. I also have a dedicated day where I practice serves each week. So I think the measurable goal is I'm hopeful that we'll have another competition against the company in the future and this year.
One of Robert's resolutions.
Yeah, and I.
You should set up a camera every time you're doing your setup, and then you can.
That would be super helpful.
Put it together into a montage.
Well, I just
to learn from. That's how you get better. Everyone knows that montages make you better.
If you watch your own montage, you'll get better.
Yeah, and then we can pick some cool music for you. Like one is the loneliest number.
Yeah, I don't know if that's motivating for me.
Well, I mean, being number one.
Oh, but it's pretty lonely at the top, right?
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so it is motivating.
Yeah.
It's motivating.
So yeah, so I like
song always gets me fired.
I'm hoping that's coming, and I when it's it, like I really want to make sure that I win. like I really will be working hard to be as good as I can be for that. I want to keep getting better at the office, but I don't have particular like I'm not necessarily gunning for Kiko or gunning for Robert.
I heard him say Kiko. Kiko Eric says he's gunning for you.
I mostly just want to make sure that I get as good as I can so that when we play another company, I crush.
Josh, will you edit that so it says that he's gunning for Kiko?
Sure.
We got this.
We got it.
So that's the first one that comes to mind. And then outside of that, I don't know that I have too many. It's looking like I'm going to do the STP, which to me, that would be... fun. It's mostly my girlfriend wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. Seattle country.
Stone Temple Pilots.
No, you want to do?
You're excited for Rock Band Seattle. 4, and you want to?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You just want to play STP.
The bike trip.
That makes sense.
The T is lowercase. Yeah. So it's like 200 miles or something.
You want to borrow my tall bike?
No.
Nope. I won't either. It's a long time to ride that bike.
That would suck.
Oh man, that bike was a Portland highlight for so many people, and I got to watch it all.
Truth.
I'm also trying to close the gap on Brian's crazy rowing thing. We've got that 2,000-meter competition.
Good luck, princess.
Well, I didn't say beat it. I definitely want to close that gap as much as I can.
Brian's so good at it, though.
Try and get better.
Fuck.
Rowing.
I'm back on the horse with that, too. I'm almost ready to try it for a new time.
You're hitting it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do it once a week as well. I do the 50 meter intervals.
The 500 with the minute rest?
Yeah. 500. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What are your 500s at right now?
I think I'm always under like 150, like 155, but I'm trying to be like 150 is what I'm trying to get them under. And so sometimes I'll have one that's like below 150, or a couple, but yeah, I just need that to be more consistent and comfortable.
When we were down the other day, one of my intervals was like just north of 135.
Yeah, I was watching yours. You're in the 30s. Crazy.
That one felt good, but yeah, I'm struggling to be under 150 right now. And when I'm at my best, when I was like setting that time, I was like 145 felt easy for a 500, and then getting under 135 was legitimate. I would do one of my intervals under 135.
Yeah, yeah,
and then I would do five of those. So you only need to do four for a
yep
for the to 2000. So I'm getting close to being back to like where I was and feeling ready. But honestly, the biggest step for me to get there is running. Like to be able to get some good distance runs in and have the cardio, because I feel like the leg strength is okay right now.
Yeah.
The cardio is not where it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's the leg strength. That's usually.
Your legs are just burning by the end.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
feel
part
it
hurts.
Core.
Yeah. I think all of us have mildly different techniques probably.
Yeah. Yeah. The technique too.
But I mean, like I'll engage my legs for a while and then switch over to something that's a little easier. It's like the faster reps, less strength, or you can power through. Like if you watched me, I changed my rhythm like pretty much three times for each 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really useful. I got to get better at that.
Tell me when you're going down next time. I'll look at your technique.
Okay. Coach. It's usually Tuesdays. But I'm also doing the one thing where you like walk up the tower in Seattle for like cancer thing,
the
I think
Columbia
it is.
Columbia Tower.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like you do all the stairs all the way up to the top of the tallest building in Seattle for charity.
Interesting.
Oof. So I'm doing that. That's in...
But that hallway smells like people.
That's in a month. What's that?
Said I bet that hallway smells like puke eventually.
Yeah.
Another friend who did
Poor
that.
Shit.
Last year.
People just does it every year. Yeah. You know, like okay. Marathons.
The training for it.
Sounds like fun.
Is going to not be that great.
Nah.
We haven't really started too much.
I feel like stairs training is really good training. Like
yeah.
Hills and stairs are like really good strength and you don't beat the shit out of your back because you're not doing all the distance that like a marathon training.
Well, I think it's better if you can do it in a place with an elevator. So you go up, but you don't go down because the down fucks with my knees at this point pretty bad. So like, I think we're going to go to, and I say Wheats, this is another girlfriend activity. And I think we're going to go to her girlfriend. Office where it's like 40 stories different. it's like 40 stories.
Girlfriend,
so we'll go up,
his games girlfriend.
Take the elevator, go down. These are all
Plus
that I'm thinking
World
of
Warcraft
at the moment.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, Eric has a different girlfriend for every activity he does. And
because like, they can't keep up. He's got too many activities.
He's got so much energy. He has to date someone who's half his age just so that they'll be able to keep up with him.
I consume their vitality.
they just shrivel.
It's kind of like the Dark Crystal. They're just these little vials.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, I for sure want to... get that staff blog going.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be
I'm
great
excited
resolution.
For the staff blog too. I want to make sure I'm writing for that regularly when that hits.
I wish that were the next thing that I'm, like the thing that I'm currently working on. It's not, so it's like one away.
We talked a lot about today's, I wasn't at family lunch today because we were talking about customer service. A couple people from the warehouse, they've been doing some research on customer service platforms. And this is really boring inside baseball stuff, but... Because we support so many stores, we actually, and like the platform we use now is a Gmail-based platform and they can't support everything that we want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We know that going forward. So we've been looking for a solution. And so we had a meeting about where they pitched me the top, like their top six or whatever that they found, and we narrowed it down to three. And so two of them have pretty good app integration. And then one of them is really cheap, but has no app integration. And I just wanted you to know that I... essentially vetoed that one because it would have required a lot of your time.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been really great. We could have this really cool custom, like with a lot of like, we're still going to have to pull you in at some point to do some like integration with Brightpearl, like something to sit between this customer service platform. So that when someone wants to do an exchange or return or whatever, especially exchanges and they're over in this room, they want the warehouse to be able to ship something. They can put an order directly into Brightpearl. That says, so that whoever's in the warehouse just pulls it and it goes out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big step towards like speeding up our whole process and making it way easier. Like nothing that exists now does that. So we're probably going to put everything out. Like your time is valuable is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want that blog up. But I think that's pretty exciting too, getting this customer service thing off the ground and running.
Yeah. Yeah. Our store keeps
before the end of Q2.
We keep doing more stuff down that warehouse. Make it easier on them.
It looks great down there. You guys been down recently? Well, you go through every day. You see they hung up a bunch of posters.
Yep.
It's like all this stuff that was on my list of like wanted to be done. Like when we first started up the warehouse, we were constantly just under the gun. We have such a good team down there now that we have been able to streamline a bunch of stuff, clean it up. It's clean and tight. It looks like spick and span. Like back to the early days of the first warehouse where I had the sandwich rule, where it's like, if I dropped a sandwich that I was eating, would I be able to pick it up off the floor and eat it without like being really hesitant? And I kept the old warehouse that clean all the time in any place that I was regularly. So I would sweep the floors daily and everything.
I would love it to be that way. Whenever I'm doing the sled in there, there's some spots where it's rough.
Well, yeah, but they're on a schedule now where they're essentially cleaning like a tenth to one eighth of the warehouse a week.
Rotation.
Like really going in and getting into the corners and stuff. So everything will eventually get cleaned up.
Yeah.
Like to the very, very corner. Like some of the corners don't matter that much, but getting it all cleaned up so it's like perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully clean.
Get all the giant spiders. Every time I go down there to do the sled pulls and I like have this, the rope is curled in this like hive or whatever. Like I pick it up and I take it off there and I do it as quick as I can and then drop it kind of hard so that if there's a spider in there that kind of looks... I'm sure one day there's going to be a big fat spider in there.
Oh man, there's been a couple of really big ones down there. Have I told the Levin's Black Widow story on a podcast before?
I don't know.
Puke's going to come out.
Okay, well, do you want me to tell it?
Go ahead.
It's a peas and carrots.
It's a Christmas story.
Christmas.
But Levin, when Levin and Gavin were living in Magnolia, they had that house in Magnolia. They had kept all their Christmas decorations in the basement down there. Mm. And I was over with Levin one day and we pulled out their, like, you know, the blow up snowmen that go like in your front yard and they're like, they have the lighting inside of them and they blow up into this thing and they sit in your yard. So we had one of those and we plugged it in and it blew up. And then we turned the light on and we went outside to look at it and we're like, oh, it looks so good. But why is it like covered in these little black dots? Just like, and we're like, oh, it must be mold, is what I said. Like, as we were walking out the door, it must be, you know, it was down in a wet basement. It's probably just some mold. We'll clean it up. We'll get some a sponge and some bleach, like mild bleach solution or something, and we'll clean it up. And we got closer, and it was just all spiders. It was just like 1,000 spiders that were just like all over this thing. Mm-hmm. And then upon even closer inspection, they were all black widows. Like, the amount of venom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we set it on fire. We were like, you know, we were like, what? We're getting close to it, maybe like a foot away looking at it. And we, you know, enough to see like the marking, the little fiddle marking on the back. And we were like, oh, fuck, they're blood. And then we just ran. We just ran away, slammed the door. And then we're like, no, we're inside. You got to burn the basement. He threw it in a garbage can. And I believe he said he threw it in a garbage can. Sprayed the garbage can with all kinds of spider spray, and then I think eventually burned it too, for good measure.
It's the only way. I would catch on fire good with all that spray.
It's the only way. Oh my God. I wouldn't be able to sleep in that house ever again.
Jesus.
But so, yeah, that could happen to your rope at any moment.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
Because some of Levin's stuff was in this warehouse. All the eggs could be in there.
Yeah, every week I'm prepared.
I don't use it anymore.
To die.
For that reason.
The rope and the sled.
Well, that, and I feel like puking every time, but you know.
Oh, doing cardio days. I got to try this sled thing.
It's brutal.
I feel like it just seems like it's so easy.
I'm excited for you.
Spoken to someone who's never done it.
I'm excited for you to do it for 4 minutes and then
talk to me. So what
do
you do? You can push it. You just run back and forth.
You can push it.
Or you can pull
it. And that's it. But you'll feel like you have the flu for like 5 minutes afterwards sometimes, and you have to lay down.
And its easiness is configurable, right? You throw plates on the top, right? Mm. So like it might be easy if you have light weight, but then just throw more on. It'll be hard.
Until it's hard.
You can make it hard.
You have to engage your core.
It's like good. Just like do like a lap, their back, and wait like a minute or two, and then do another their back. Three of those. Honestly, you'll be fine. By fine, I mean like good for cardio for like a few days. What do you do now at this point, Eric?
That's what I do for the pushes is I do down and back, and back and forth. Is like a set and there are three sets. And then I bring the kettlebell out and I do like, it's called, I think, suitcase carries. Where I have it like carried at my side, the kettlebell, and I kind of walk like 30 yards, hold my core stable. So I do that in between, and then the next set I do the sled pulls, and so I just kind of get it as far as I can get it in the warehouse, which usually isn't full length, and do a single pull that counts as a set, is a single pull all the way down, and then I I do like forward lunges in between there with dumbbells. So it kind of is a nice little,
yeah,
little, and that's half of the workout for that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Try this.
It's pretty brutal.
I feel
I'll do like it with you.
Fit of body enough to try this.
I'll do it with you if you want.
All right. All right, Dave. Dave.
Yeah, I don't remember my stuff. So I sort of remembered, I guess.
I told you yesterday.
You
but
did.
You remember from yesterday even.
Just tell them to me because I know what they are. They shoot film and...
Enter more weightlifting competitions.
And weightlifting.
Oh, and there was one I forgot.
What's that?
Explore Washington State.
Okay. I've actually done that.
Well, yeah. There you go. You got one?
Yeah, I got one. I haven't gone super east, but I've gone...
There's no reason to.
Decently. I mean, I like did like the Leavenworth type situation and mm-hmm. explored all around there and like took a bunch of cool photos. Actually, that's when I used my two rolls of film I shot last year.
Was that more than the previous year?
No.
I used to shoot more.
Two rolls is not very... Two rolls is 24 photos, so it's pretty bad. I probably shot three rolls, but I only developed two that year.
Hmm.
It's pretty sad. Yeah, I went to like Leavenworth and then started exploring that whole weekend. I just kind of like drove in different directions and climbed up hills and like took pictures of all the crazy like wind turbines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
And then what about the weightlifting competitions? I did not enter
a single one.
Did you watch one?
No, I didn't watch or enter one. I ended up hurting my wrist at the peak of my strength. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Like that.
Brian's making
there are different ways to
Brian's double jerking off.
Yeah.
I'm not. Why are you
two
making?
No, do you remember?
I'm
the
not
numbers
doing
I
that.
Said?
People at home. I'm not. I would never
do remember the numbers
that.
I said that I would.
No,
hit.
It was just enter more weight.
I specifically said wrote down numbers somewhere, and I might have said them out loud.
Maybe
at one point.
I don't think so.
I was working towards those. I think I might have hit the squat goal, but everything else had just kind of
squat goals
got hurt,
mm.
and my wrist still is. Too hurt to snatch, and that sucks bad. So I haven't done that. I've just been doing fundamentals kind of back in the gym now. Yeah, getting injured sucks. Getting old seems like it takes forever to heal everything.
Yeah, it's the biggest change when you get older is that like things take longer to heal.
My wrist has been, I haven't been able to snatch for like 3 or 4
just
months.
Just gotta pump some HGH in there, you know?
Yeah, I could.
Or you
I mean,
could
ice
bucket
some
it.
Some test left over that I could totally just like...
Yeah.
Ice bucket.
Double dose. So
you
gotta
it's ice right in the wrist.
And then heat, ice, heat. You got to push.
Yeah, I did that for
push
a while.
Blood through.
Did that for a while. I brace it up all the time when I'm
just
lifting.
Just cut it off.
Just want to
grow a new one.
End my life.
That's
a good
suggestion.
I'm kind of the same way with my shoulder for serving. So, but
yeah.
I still do it anyways.
Nah, I haven't tried to throw weight overhead
tennis
for a
shoulder?
Long time.
It's not. I don't know.
Your tennis?
I think I was. Serving wrong and pulling out my shoulder too much, like when I served, and mm-hmm. it hurt it. But now I'm doing it right, so it doesn't feel the same. But it's, you know, still sore all the time. Like if I do this hurts, which it shouldn't. You know, pull
it
my
shouldn't.
Arm back.
I think that most
right
positions
there.
Are sore for me all of the time.
Not sore. It's like a poking, like stinging pain. It's not sore. It's not
that's
like muscle
like
soreness.
Impingement.
Yeah,
that's not good.
It's annoying
for you,
but. Whatever.
As far
we
as
get the battle ropes,
measurable
downstairs.
Goals. Yeah, you can use that the sled as a single battle rope if you just want to do like single arm slides.
Yeah, you hinge it in the middle and then grab both the ends. Yep. Yeah, you could do that.
We need. I feel like do you need a heavier rope or is that enough?
No, it's
this
heavy.
Could work. It's really long.
It's like a rope that you could climb.
Yeah, this could work.
What are my goals? My resolutions. So the. In this new year, I switched to a standing desk. My goal is to try to hold that out and see how I feel about like the changes. But so far, I'm super into it.
It's funny because you should post pictures of your standing desk.
Oh, no. My standing desk is the most janky situation.
Your standing desk is like homemade.
It's a blue rolling desk with a entertainment center on top of it with 10 issues of Hellboy comics holding the monitor higher.
And then
so,
and then he's got his, like, what was it, like, from the DJ game?
Oh, yeah, my DJ
your
hero
turntables
is in
there.
Because I had to put it somewhere.
It's just sitting there because there's nowhere else to put it. But wow. It's just really funny because it looks like he's sort of, like, producing fake music all the time when you go in there. It's like, hey, Dave, do you have the newest design file or the latest cut for my trial? I'll lay down some rhymes if you have the beats.
Yeah, I always got them beats.
You'll be happy to know that
are they fat beats
at PAX South?
Oh, Robert,
there's this Raising Desk Company.
I was like, Robert, go look at this Raising Desk.
We're going to get a shitload of those, and they go super high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, at Pack South, I can't remember the name of them. We'll find out
soon. Are we getting those?
Yeah, Robert's going to get a bulk order.
Oh, because I want one too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's they're
when
great.
I get that, it'll probably
they're
be,
like hydraulically lift. Super cool. You just hit up or down, and they like.
And for that, they are really cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
That ridiculous. Was the other thing. I was like, I'm gonna tell my boss how much these cost. How much are these? And he told me a number that was very agreeable compared to any other standing desk I'd ever heard of. So.
Well, that's another one of my resolutions. Actually, reminds me is that I want to reorganize my office.
Yeah. One of the things I hurt was my hip, and it's because I did not have enough glute recruitment during squatting when I got to a very heavy weight.
Glute
so a lot
recruitment.
Of,
yes. Gotta recruit that glute, man.
Yeah, my glutes were not firing properly, so all the weight went onto my psoas, which
is the
hurts
canal
a lot of bullshit
between.
Yeah. After some PT for that, I was like, I'm gonna try a standing desk since you're standing, you're recruiting your glutes the whole time versus. When you sit down, they kind of turn off.
And psoas, and psoas.
Anyway.
So you didn't have enough glute muscle.
The muscle is present, but it was not.
Or support it, muscles?
It's partially
it
technique
wouldn't turn
thing,
on.
Right? Is that weird. Partially technique
it's,
thing?
It's the reason why I warm up by doing Jane Fondas for like 20 minutes before I squat. To turn those muscles on just because I've sat down for most of my life. But yeah, so that's all related to that. So I think the standing desk has helped because I haven't hurt
that's,
anything quite there
what's
yet.
Funny is that our warm-ups are like inversions of each other's because you work a lot of those muscles and I'm stretching them.
Yeah,
so when we warm up we're doing like I'm doing a stationary version that's like we're engaging the same muscle groups, but like all of the stuff that you are trying to like warm up are things that are so ridiculously tight on me that they injure my back.
Yeah, I mean I get in there with the foam roller though.
Yeah, I need to use the lacrosse ball. I gotta
do that. I have a murder ball down there that gets right into my glutes.
Yeah, I gotta order a lacrosse ball.
What?
Sweet.
Feels like I'm like donating bone marrow sometimes when I'm rolling out like my hip or glute. It's super deep. Anyway, resolution wise, other than that standing desk, I kind of did a big self fashion kind of. In the middle of the year, so I'm resolving to obviously continue that, and I don't think that would stop, but also make better choices in the purchases I've made with that in mind, because hype surrounds a lot of things. So it's like, oh shit, if you pre-order this ticket to go see Kanye's fashion and album, if you pay $70, it comes with a t-shirt. I want that t-shirt, but I don't because I just want to resell it. But it's like, that's not a good choice in the long run. So, because I mean, his stuff always resells for a crazy amount. Like his $200 shoes sell for $1,200 if you can get a pair. And
yeah.
Bullshit like that. I'm trying to not worry about that and just live my life.
It's like a clickbait.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of clickbait. Yeah. But I've tried to buy the Yeezys 4 times, wake up 5 in the morning with like, a laptop and a PC and a desktop.
Because you
want to
wear
on.
Them or because you want to resell them?
I want to resell them, but if I could get two, I would wear a pair because they would pay for themselves immediately and then I'd wear a pair. Because they're nice, I like them, but there's a lot of hype and I'm trying to get less hype and just kind of pay more attention to actual quality.
I want to say that you should do a Tokyo trip, but it would be like idea, like nothing would fit you.
Well... I can wear XL Bape shirt. Like Bape is a big brand that I'm really into, but all their stuff's like exclusive to Japan and super expensive unless you buy it directly from Japan. So when Robert went, he bought me some stuff, and I'm super thankful for that. But he had to get XL and double XL, which is which is ridiculous. But that's just Japanese sizing.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm sometimes a 2X over there.
Yeah, I was a 2X in a hoodie.
And you're like twice as tall as I am.
Yeah, I really want to go to Japan because their streetwear. Has influenced a lot in the U.S. and their men's fashion. And
their
stuff
whole
is so cool.
Men's fashion is amazing.
Yeah, Y3 is one of my favorite brands, and that's Japanese.
Do you ever see Puma's
Yamamoto.
Y3 style? Because like Y3 is Adidas's upscale brand.
Oh shit! Y3 boots flexing on you, fam.
What?
yeah.
Puma has or at least experimented with a similar where they got like a dude. I forget his name, who was like their like high-end designer, same idea as Y3. Yeah. Except, and this, I thought this was amazing, is that all of Puma's high-end stuff was like a shell that went over existing Puma like regular activewear. So you'd have like your Puma track jacket, and it would zip in as the liner to this like crazy like overcoat. Oh,
that's kind of awesome.
So like every piece was two pieces.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is like so, this is like, I've dreamed of this my whole life, but everything was like, it was like $800 for like a, like a pea coat.
I'm sure. A Tokyo trip would be cool, mostly because we are doing some really cool first party stuff, and a lot of that is influenced from
the origin of first parties, like the shell jacket, and I think the ties came from a Tokyo trip.
Yeah. So I'm doing a bunch of new stuff for that, and a lot of it is becoming influenced by Japanese fashion. So that itself is a goal, is like I'm actually designing some garments, and I'm really excited, like truly like designing stitching and patterns and
that's
stuff.
A big, that's a big teaser garments. For first, but this is a big year for first party, at least in the concept phase. And how long some of that stuff will take to get into production and get done and made is a big question mark, because we don't know until we see it. And that's always, there's two parts of the wrestling match, which is to get the design right, find the designs that everybody likes and get them through Robert and everything. And then the next part is to
work on
like make the thing that everybody gets.
Yeah, super, super cool, but I'm really having a great time doing it.
But if you're a first party fan, this is going to be a good year. The next, I'd say the next 18 months will be good for you.
And yes. New directions,
from little tiny accessory things to full outerwear.
Yeah. Sweet.
I think that's decent. Yeah. I feel good about it.
Yeah. All right. You guys have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-rk.com.
.com.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.